Now with an update on state and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. Good morning. Election day is less than 3 weeks away, but a half million votes are already cast in Florida, or at least sent in. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Marva Hinton tells us so far the heaviest voting via absentee is taking place in Miami-Dade, the Tampa Bay area, and along the I-4 corridor.
While 500,000 Floridians have already cast absentee ballots, nearly 2 million more have requested these ballots in the mail. Heavy interest in the presidential race is believed to be behind the rush to vote so soon. Republicans are leading Democrats in absentee ballots returned 45% to 40%. That's despite a push by President Obama's campaign to have supporters vote absentee this year. Early in-person voting begins next Saturday and runs through November 3rd. This process tends to be dominated by Democrats. Miami-Dade is coming in second for the most absentee ballots cast so far at 35,000. Pinellas County leads the way with 56,000. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
And while most people are focused on the November ballot, Governor Rick Scott appears to be ramping up his reelection campaign in 2014 with a focus on education. As Gina Jordan tells us from Tallahassee, the governor is wooing a group that he had once outraged.
Rick Scott is trying to appease educators. They didn't like it when he chopped $1.3 billion from their budget. They liked it even less when he called for an expansion of charter schools and other alternatives to traditional public schools. Now Scott has softened his stance. He put $1 billion back into education funding this year and invited the teachers' union president to dinner. USF political science professor Seth McKee says the turnaround may be connected to Scott's low approval ratings, which are below 40%.
You've got to do something fantastic if that's where you tend to sit as an approval rating to have any chance of winning re-election.
McKee says any improvement in the economy will help Scott, even if the majority of voters still don't like him.
If things turn the corner and this job growth can heat up, he will benefit. I mean, there's no question about that. The question is it enough?
The governor has said his efforts are all related to job creation. He says a strong education system will lure companies and high-paying jobs to the state. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And a Tallahassee judge has rejected a challenge to a razor-thin victory in the Democratic primary for a seat representing North Miami in the state House. Chief Judge Charles Francis upheld Representative Barbara Watson's 13-vote win over Representative Jean-Patrick Julien in House District 107. Julien based his case on absentee ballots he charged were obtained fraudulently, mostly from the residents of two nursing homes. Francis reviewed the absentee ballots in the precincts in which those nursing homes were located and found six with suspicious signatures, but ruled there was no evidence of any payment for a vote. Watson now faces only write-in opposition, is almost certain to win the general election on November the 6th. And she says that she is relieved that it's all over.
I'm just relieved. I'm glad that this is over.
And
I'm hoping that our party can move forward. I don't have any hard feelings.
Julien's attorney, though, says he doesn't want to drop the case and may ask for an appeal. For more news, go to WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.